Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very important. Everybody is affected. It's called economy. We have one of the leading world economists, Professor Eric Brynjolfsson from MIT with us. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。The way to say economy in Chinese is 经济.
经济。
Exactly. And 经, that means to go through, to endure, to undergo. And the original meaning is actually the shape of weaving. So weaving through.
Huh. So the economy is like a tapestry.
It is. So the old meaning was weaving through. Mm-hmm. And then later on, it has evolved into the meaning of undergo, to endure, to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And experience through some experiment or some journey. So it's to get through something.
Okay.
And then 记, the second character, fourth tone, 记, that means to aid. It's a combination between water and together. And you can imagine in ancient time, water was the mother of life. And to give water to someone is to help, mm-hmm. to aid, to
right.
relieve.
Yeah, when
something.
You're thirsty, you need water.
That's right. So to experience and then to manage. Since 经 has been then evolved into to manage, then 经济 together in ancient time, that means to manage the country and to aid the people.
经济.
So in ancient China, 经济 actually just meant to manage the country. It didn't mean economy at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then the same words went to Japan, turned into Japanese kanji. The Japanese scholars, then they borrowed the word 经济 to describe the concept of trade, consumption, and the economic growth. And so Japanese started using this term, and then until like 1900-ish, mm-hmm. a very famous Chinese translator called Liang Qichao, he then borrowed the Japanese words and then used this concept to represent the modern concept of economics.
Well, that's interesting, because back in the 19th century, in many ways, Japan's economy was advancing faster than
yeah.
Chinese. Of course, now China is catching up and is a bigger economy than Japan. But for a long time, Japan was ahead in economic growth.
Yep, exactly. So 经济 now is the concept. It's the same in Japan, in China, with different pronunciation.
经济,
but that represents the same concept.
经济.
So since our audience is very broad and some of the younger ones, well, perhaps we can give them a very brief definition about economics and economy.
Well, technically, economics is the study of scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the study of how to allocate scarce goods and services, things that we don't have enough of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many ways of doing that. The
right.
market is one of the ones that economists in the West like best.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it other ways. You can do it with command and control. You can have a dictator decide. You can have a family decide. You can have tradition that says this is just the way we've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of economics, both in the East and the West these days, is focused on how markets and financial systems can allocate goods and services more efficiently.
And then the way we say 经济 in Chinese, that means economy. But
yes.
then to say the study of it, economics, we say 经济学. Exactly. 学, it means to learn.
Yes.
And in this case, it means the study of it.
学.
Yeah. And then you, as an economist, we say 经济学家. That's right. So 经济 is economy, 学 is study. 家 originally means home, but in this case, it's turned into the meaning of the expert of someone.
经济学家.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay. Getting there.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know that the economy has been through some change in a great way because technology certainly played an important role,
mm-hmm.
and geopolitics is another one. Can you share with us that in your recent studies, what are the general trend we should look out for?
Well, the good news is that most of the economy is recovered from a huge recession, the biggest recession since the 1930s, and it's beginning to grow again, or it has been for some years now. but it's not growing as fast as we'd like to see. Part of that might be that we're just not measuring the economy. It's changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more digital goods like GPS or Wikipedia
right.
or free podcasts like this one.
Yeah.
And they don't tend to get counted in our official economic statistics, even
no.
though I think they create a lot of value.
That's right. So what should we do with them?
Well, we're going to have to reinvent the way we measure the economy. The concept of GDP, gross mm-hmm. domestic product,
mm-hmm.
was invented in the 1930s. And
right.
I think it was one of the great inventions of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a new invention for the 21st century when more and more of the goods and services are digital. And digital goods are often free.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they add to value, they aren't counted as part of GDP.
Right. And then when we look at the world 经济,
经济,
世界 is global, world.
世界.
世界经济.
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 That's the world economy.
That's right, the world economy. 世界经济. The rises and the falls of different countries certainly make a big impact.
Well, what we're seeing is a lot of the developed world, especially China, have grown enormously. And that means that the people, billion people in China, have gotten much wealthier than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
People in other developing countries, India, Southeast Asia, Africa, have also become better off, South America. Meanwhile, the developed countries continue to grow, but mm-hmm. not as rapidly as the developing countries. So there's been a bit of a catch-up.
And can we see that by using, for example, mobile technologies, smartphones, that helps a lot of, especially women, start their small businesses?
Absolutely. Smartphones have been a big revolution, and I think it'll be even bigger going forward. There are billions of people now connected to a global digital infrastructure, we
mm-hmm.
call it the internet, that weren't connected before. And that means they can buy and sell services. A great example is the fishermen in
mm-hmm.
India who, using their smartphones, were able to buy and sell their fish much more efficiently, and it raised their incomes dramatically.
Right. And then they can also keep the cost down much better.
They keep their costs down. There's other people who are contributing to information networks through Mechanical Turk
mm-hmm.
and other online systems. So it's integrating the global marketplace. And that tends to create what economists call factor price equalization, a fancy
wow.
word that means that the wages of people who do the same work
mm-hmm.
tend to be the same. So if a person in China or India can do the same work as a person in Germany or the United States,
mm-hmm.
on average, they'll tend to get paid a similar amount.
Right. Okay. So technology is very important for 世界经济.
世界经济.
世界经济. Right. Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We learned how to say economy, 经济,
经济,
with Eric. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
谢谢.